Hey, how's it going? I'm Andy Jones, and this is episode 150 of the Photography Side Hustle Podcast. So before I get going, I wanted to mention something that Josh Rice brought up in the Facebook group. It concerns buying used camera bodies. Now, he was checking out one of the big dealers' websites. We're not going to mention any names. And he saw two Canon 5D Mark III DSLR bodies listed at the same price. So he emailed the company and asked what the shutter counts were. Now, the shutter count, if you don't know, is the number of times the shutter has been released, which is the number of photos the body has taken. They replied with, one of them had 80,000 and one had 500,000 releases. The Canon 5D Mark III shutter is rated at 150,000 clicks before it's, I think it's before it starts to wear. So they pretty much guarantee that it's good for 150,000 photos. The body with 500,000 clicks is definitely at the end of its life, and it could die the first time you took it out if you didn't know. Well, I'm shocked that they're trying to sell the body at the same price as a body that has a regular amount of shutter releases for its age. Maybe the 500,000 click body is in mint condition and the 80,000 click body is a bit banged up, dented, whatever, so it evens it out. But 500,000 clicks, that should be written right across the ad. Like, you don't want to go near something like that. So if you're going to buy a used camera body, ask what the shutter count is before you buy. They'll tell you. Why they don't put it in the description, I don't know, but definitely ask before you buy. So a big thank you to Josh Rice for that bit of information. Okay, now we go from one Facebook group member to another. This week, Melody Richmond of From Day One Photography asked how to use SEO to get more people to a website. She didn't actually use those words. It was a little bit more complicated than that, but that's the gist of it. So if you didn't know, SEO stands for Search Engine Optimization, and it can be a little mind-blowing if this is your first time researching it. Basically, the idea is to use words and phrases that people search for on Google in your titles, headlines, and articles. This is so that the Google search engine can rate your site and put your website in the results when someone searches for, say, photographer. Now, as a photographer, I don't think you need to worry too much about SEO. The website is probably going to have 80% photos with a bit of information about yourself, prices, and a contact form. If your website had, say, 300 or more articles all about photography, then SEO tactics would be needed to try and rank on the first page of Google search. But Google says there are 1.13 billion websites and 200 million of those are still active. So there's a lot of websites that haven't been touched in a long time. So there's 200 million, my little finger's up at the side of my mouth. You can't see it, but it is. 200 million active websites. So ranking near the top of the search results for any subject isn't going to be easy. Now, as a small photography business site, try writing a few articles to help customers out, give them answers, such as what to wear for a family portrait shoot, or where are the best locations in your town for a portrait photography session. The best way to get ideas for articles is to do a Google search. Let's try searching for wedding photographer and find out what else people are searching for related to wedding photography. Now, when the search results load, scroll down the page to People Also Ask. There's a little section there and it has maybe four or five different ones. And when you click on one to read it, it opens a lot more down below it. So these are questions people are asking on Google search relating to wedding photography or whatever else they're searching for. In this case, we're doing a search for wedding photography, so you'll get questions pop up. So you're going to use those questions that people have asked on Google search as the basis for your articles. If you give customers answers to these questions, Google is more likely to list you and your article in their search results when someone does that search. Now, as a photographer offering services to a small local area, there is something better than SEO to get you on the first page of the search results. It's had many names, and I'm sure Google will come up with a few more. It's presently called Google Business Profile. The last name was Google My Business, which was a bit of an odd one. So Google Business Profile. This is the section near the top of the search page, which has a list of relevant local businesses next to a local map. The best thing is it's totally free. So search on Google for Google Business Profile and sign up. You put your opening hours on there if you have them, everything. You can give an idea of prices, information on yourself, photographs that you've taken that you're proud of, links to your website, everything. Now, in Melody's situation, this is something she needs to do if she hadn't already done it. This will boost her website beyond what SEO could do. Now, there is another option, and it is a paid option. That is the section above Google Business Profile. Like I say, it's for paid promotions. So if you want to get your name to the top of the results, the very top, you can pay for it. With Google Ads, you're paying for your link to be displayed whenever someone searches for a keyword that you've chosen. Now, a keyword or term could be photographer or wedding photographer, pet photographer, whatever you need. The more popular the term is, though, the more Google will charge you for it. For the keyword photographer, they might charge $1.50 in your area. I really don't know. Don't quote me on that. It can be totally different. Some terms that are used are way 10 times that, 20 times that. So check out what they're charging. Now, the way it works is you pay Google an amount of money, let's say $100. I'm not sure what the minimum is now. I got something through the mail a while ago that said you spend $600 and we'll give you $600 worth of ads. So I don't know what the minimum is. I've not looked into it. I've not needed it. So you pay Google an amount of money, say $100 for the sake of this. Every time someone clicks and goes through to your website and you're getting charged $1.50, $1.50 will come off that $100 until you've got no more money left. And it's really important to use a keyword that accurately describes what you're offering. Don't use photographer. If you're a pet photographer, use pet photographer. If you shoot headshots, use headshot photographer or headshots. Don't just use photographer. It's too open. It's too wide. You don't need it. So if you do pet portraits, you don't want people clicking on your link that are searching for a wedding photographer. You want all your advertising dollars to be spent on people who are actually looking for what you do. So there's these things with SEO called Google updates, and Google do them every so often, and it updates their algorithm. That is, it resets the rules on how the search engine rates websites. A couple of years ago, they did one, and after that, it was essential to be an authority on the subject you were talking about. If your website gave medical advice, you had to be a qualified professional. If you were unqualified and giving medical advice, your site would not be included in the search results. Google at that time also emphasized answering search questions quickly on the first page of your website. And the closer to the top it was, the better it was. They wouldn't rate you if your answer was two pages deep, hidden deep down in the depths of your website. It just didn't rank you at all. You had to give the answer quick and then explain. Well, this month, March 2024, Google started a new collection of updates. And many high-ranking websites have lost so many visitors to their websites, their numbers are just dropping. The reason is the introduction and use over the last couple of years of all the new AIs available. So many of the top-ranking websites have been using AIs like ChatGPT to write their articles. And Google is using its own AI to find the offending sites and drop them from the rankings. Now, I feel that search engines are at a significant turning point. Google, more than likely, are going to replace their current search engine with their own AI, and Microsoft has already added its AI to the Bing search engine. So I haven't got a clue how searching for the internet will work out in the future. It's going to be very interesting as it unfolds. So SEO at the moment is a long-term plan. You don't change a few things on your website or a new website, and next week you're up in the rankings. It just does not happen. It takes a long time. If you are not updating your website on a regular basis, like just even if it's just adding to your portfolio or putting a blog post on there or whatever it is. If you're not doing anything, your website, as far as Google are concerned, is stagnant. Yes, you might be getting 4 people a day, 10 people a day looking at your website, but it's not going to help you. You need to be adding things to it and constantly doing. That is at the moment. What happens in the future? Like I say, I don't really know. With the present SEO, it takes 6 months to a year to see any real benefit. And then what you did might not work. So it really is a long-term plan. In another year, I don't think SEO is going to be the big deal that it was, because AIs are just going to be running everything. So what else can you do to get Google's attention? Well, once you have a Google business profile, your customers can leave reviews and rank you from 1 to 5 stars. Now, instead of waiting for customers to leave feedback, which of course they are because you're a fantastic photographer, ask your friends to do it when you're starting out with a new website. Yes, it's cheating, but it will give your business a boost. If you're uncomfortable doing that, just ask all the people that you did a free shoot for or a discounted shoot for. Just remember one thing, they owe you. So just basically say, you owe me. Give me a 5-star review. As soon as you do that, and the more feedback you get, together with 5-star ratings, the more Google will put you in the searches and it'll rate you higher. When someone searches for a photographer and sees that you've got lots of testimonials and a 5-star rating, it puts their mind to rest. They don't worry so much about making the booking with you. Testimonials are extremely powerful. So you need to get as many as you can, and you're going to treasure them. Right, I think I covered everything there. If you've got any questions, you can find me in the Facebook group or on Facebook Messenger. There's a link in the show notes to the Facebook group and also over at photographysidehustle.com/150. And while you're there, you can support the show and buy me a coffee. And again, thanks so much to everyone that's been buying me a coffee. It's really appreciated. Okay, I'll be back next week with what I hope is a first for this podcast. I can't say more than that. It's top secret, and I'd probably have to kill you. So anyway, talk to you soon. Bye.